I'm Trevor Castle. On today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we're talking about the upcoming Pella City Golf Championship, which will be happening Saturday, July 20th. It's a partnership between Boss Landon and the Pella Golf and Country Club. We're joined now by Matt Jennings, the head pro at Boss Landon, and Ron Branderhorst, who's the president of Pella Golf and Country Club. Matt, I'll start with you. This is an event that has had a bit of a hiatus, hasn't happened, and we've been trying to figure it out maybe 10 or 12 or 15 years. You and the Pella Golf and Country Club have worked together to bring it back. What was the impetus behind, you know, kind of re-energizing this thing? And tell us a little bit about it.
I think first and foremost, it's a great way to bring the two golf courses together and create a sense of a community amongst the golfers, people who might not normally play with each other, or for people who might not normally play the other golf course in town. It gives them a chance to see both, to come together and meet some new people and have a chance to compete. And so with that being said, it's a great culture builder of golf in town in Pella. I think that's the main heart behind having the event again.
And Ron, from the country club's perspective, why is this something you wanted to get involved with?
Well, we haven't did it for many years. And when Matt jumped me about it, we were just really excited to be a part of it, to try to bring it back in the community. We think golf is kind of on the rise again, a lot of interest in it, and we'd just like to have a city champion, and a lot of the other cities have it as well, and we'd like to bring it back to Pella.
All right, so what's the format look like, Matt?
It's 18 holes in the morning at Boss Landon, and then 9 holes in the afternoon at the country club. There will be a repairing based on your morning score for your afternoon 9 at the country club. And the leaders will be teeing off last. We have different divisions. We have a senior division for 65 and up, and 64 and below would be in the regular division. And that is not just men. Ladies can play as well. So we encourage everyone who has any interest in playing to come play. We're also going to have some flighted prizes as well. So even though we'll be crowning a champion, there will be some other winners there in the event.
Yeah, and full transparency to our audience, I intend to play in this thing, and I do not intend to win this thing, right? And I think that's, Ron, you know, there's a lot of, you and I are both members at the country club. I think there's a lot of people that play there that maybe think Boss is too hard. You know, I don't want to go that route. Let's kind of push them a little bit. Get out here, just come out and play, guys.
Yeah, we're really excited to put this thing together, and we hope that a lot of people do take advantage of this. It is just a $75 fee to enter this thing, and that takes care of not only Boss, but it takes care of the country club. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, we are going to go ahead, and when the round is complete, we will create some hamburgers and brats for them. And then we're going to do the scoring while they're eating. And then at the country club, we will have the presentation at the end of the day. I know it's going to be a big day, but I think it'll go fine.
And you also mentioned some prizes that are available. Let's thank Washington State Bank, who stepped up as a sponsor of this event and willing to kick some cash into it.
Yeah, they was willing. I know Matt found them and asked them, and they was willing to be our sponsor this year. So we're really excited about this for the first year, so we can go ahead and create some nice prizes.
Again, Matt Jennings from Boss Land and Ron Branderhorst from the Pella Golf and Country Club visiting with us about the Pella City Championship. Matt, for people that have not been out to Boss Land in a while, again, I want to continue to encourage people to come out and play. You've made a lot of changes and improvements at the course. Can you just kind of talk about that overall goal of what you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I would say if it's been 5 to 10 years since you've come out to Boss Landon, there's quite a bit of changes. There's it's a lot more playable. There's a number of areas that have been widened. There's a number of trees that have been taken out. There's some bunkers that have been removed. And just overall, the turf conditions are fantastic right now. And I know in the past that hasn't always been the case. And so Alex Olson, our superintendent, is doing a great job. So I think you'll have a great experience out here. Obviously, it won't be on a difficulty scale. It's harder than the country club, no matter what you do. But I think in one sense, that's a really awesome thing. You have two completely different types of golf courses in town in one tournament. So I think that's a great thing.
And I, in past years, played in this as a non-member at the country club. And Ronnie, I think that's one of the cool things too, because if you're, if you live in the city of Pella, you have to be a member to play the Pella Country Club, except for on a day like this, right? So this is open to anybody in the Pella School District, and it might be a fun way for people to play a golf course they otherwise don't get to play.
And I think that is a great thing that we can maybe, as a member of the country club, play Boss, which maybe we don't do, and those that are a member at Boss go play the country club that they normally don't do. So I think it's a great time to just experience both facilities and just enjoy the game of golf.
Okay, so the Pella City Championship is on Saturday, July 20th. Matt, what time do people start teeing off? What, again, we, Ron mentioned $75. How do they pay? How do they get signed up? What are those nitty-gritty details?
Yep, they either call the Boss Landing Golf Shop or they come visit us to sign up. All the payment and sign-up will be taken care of at Boss Landing. Tee times will start at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. I anticipate them going somewhere from the hours of 8 to 9, 8 to 10, depending on how many people we get. They'll finish that round, and then we will repair and email everybody their afternoon tee time. They can expect, I'd say an hour-ish of break time between the finish of the morning and getting over to the other side of town and getting ready and getting ready to go for the afternoon.
All right. If you like golf, it should be a great day. The Pella City Championship coming up on Saturday, July 20th. You can get signed up by calling or stopping into the pro shop at Boss Landing. Thanks to Ron Branderhorst from the Pella Golf and Country Club, Matt Jennings from Boss Landing. I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.